The definition of a good business deal, a good business investment, any businessman will tell you is as follows. The recipe for a good business, the recipe for a great profit, is very, very simple. Something that takes a little bit of effort and reaps tremendous rewards is the best deal you can possibly do. Small effort, big rewards, equals big profit. Everybody looks around the scholars, we look around, we go to Gedolim, we wear, you know, these red things around our wrists, whatever they were, we get brochas, everything is gavaldic. There's a scholar that we can find on our own, in our own personal time, says the Zohar HaKadosh, that if a person makes a brocha properly, he causes the Shefa to come down from Shamayim and hit him. That's as they state in Zohar HaKadosh. The Shefa, the wonderful things that the Rebbeinu has in store for every single person, comes down from Shamayim. And what is it that causes it to come down? It's when every single person makes a brocha. But if he doesn't make a brocha properly, Rachmona Litzlan, the Shefa is restrained and it doesn't come down. Says the Medrash, what is the ikka purpose of a person making a bracha? The Medrash says the ikka purpose of making a bracha is to give shach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, as we can explain Beis Hashem for the Mocha tonight. The Medrash Tanchuma says that the reason why we make a bracha is to recognize the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in our lives, as I take the Medrash Tanchuma. Rabbi said, Be'ez Hashem, we want to start a series of a few shiurim on Hilchos Brachos, which as I only remember, as saw on the note, we hope to offer money for those people that obviously come to the shiurim and know the halachas and be able to fill out a test that will have gold halachas. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to a lot of different halachas. We'll start Be'ez Hashem with the sugya by itself. Rabbi Saul Salanta was once in Paris, and it was a tremendously hot day when he was in Paris. And he said to someone, maybe you can go and get me a glass of water. No, Saul Salanta asked for a glass of water. Don't give Saul Salanta a glass of water. They go get him a glass of water from one of the local restaurants in Paris. And you can imagine, it was an expensive restaurant, and it was an expensive glass of water. And they brought it to him and he drank it. And he said to him, why is it possibly so expensive? It's a glass of water. How expensive can it be? And he said like this. Because when a person pays for a glass of water in an expensive restaurant, what's he paying for? He's not paying for only the water, he's paying for the glass. It's a beautiful glass. He paid for someone to clean the glass nicely. He also paid for the rent for the store, he paid for the waiters, he paid for the front garden, for the lights, for all the beautiful things. All of that is included in a glass of water. Says with your soul, Salanta, by you think of all. With your soul, Salanta, learn from a glass of water in Paris. Says Rabbi Yisrael Talanta, when you make a shahakol nihiyeh bidvorei on a glass of water, you're not only thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the water, you're thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for everything that went there. For you that are drinking it, for the health that you have, for the mouth that you have to swallow it. How many people, Rahman al-Islam, can't swallow water? How many people have tremendous problems with all sorts of other things that might go on their body? We thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, make a bracha not only for what we're having, but also for giving us the ability to thank him as well. And that Lemaisa is what we wanted to speak about, Lemaisa with a lot of different inyonim, starting today from an interesting inyon of Mea Brachos. That's Be'ez Hashem today, tonight's inyon, and then Be'ez Hashem next week we'll go into all sorts of interesting shailas in different brachos. Let's start like this. We'll speak about tonight the chiyuv, the obligation for a person to make Mea Brachos Kol Yom. Right? Let's start with the shtick of Lagdoma. Let's start with Lagdoma. In the time of David the Melech, there was a terrible, terrible plague. An unbelievable plague that went on in the time of David the Melech. What happened over there? Every single day, 100 people dropped dead. You can imagine what I say, right? And you don't hear it so much from here, but my area, every half an hour to an hour, you hear, you know. So the Maisa, I haven't said anything, David didn't say anything yet. For Maisa, 100 people died every single day. You can imagine, 100 people, one after the other, the other. David HaMelech said something has to be done. David HaMelech got up, and he said, Rabbeisai, the Olam have to make 100 brachas every single day. And if you do that, it will stop. Lo and behold, it stopped. It stopped. It stopped the entire plague. Right? The Maisa, as soon as it happened, Klal Yisrael said, Emes, the Yatziv, the Nochim, and it's true, and they were masking what David HaMelech said, and the entire plague stopped, and all the 100 people that died every single day stopped dying. Now, Ovada and Avada David HaMelech had Ruach HaKodesh, and he understood what was going on, and that's why he was masaking it. But the truth of the matter, if we think a little bit into why David HaMelech was masaking 100 brochas, very simple. Why did he do it? Because stated in Maral, other svarim we're not going to go into right now, that what we look in this world is a mirror of what's going on in the next world. Right? It's a Maral in different places that we can't go and explain right now. But for example, in this Nishtakuda, let's explain it. What goes on in this world is a mirror of the next world. What's on over here is a simple thing. When somebody gives you something, right? Can you imagine? Somebody gives you something, and you go up to the guy and say, oh, thanks very much, and walk off. So, okay, he said thank you. Huh? What is wrong? I said thank you. Imagine you go up to the guy. Oh, thank you so much. You gave me that. That's unbelievable. He'll feel so good. And what's he going to do? He'll want to give it to you again and again. He'll want to keep on giving. So, David HaMelech, the same thing over here. When the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us so much, and the bracha is to thank him for that. So the more you thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for what you have, the more the Rabbeinu Shalom will give you. That was the pshat in David HaMelech. Now let's move on to Rabbi Yisai. Unbelievable thing. Mamish unbelievable thing. It's your dua, it's brought down already from some of the svarim, that if you ask the doctors, Klal Yisrael are affected by certain illnesses and plagues that we have not found in other Umas HaOlam and other people, in other nations. Right? As you do, I'm not going to get all the statistics now, but that's the Maisa. Unfortunately, we're seeing it more and more young people. We're seeing it's a terrible thing what's going on. People are dying, unfortunately, very, very young. And Chazal are telling us it's a message. Ad Kideyach, my boy, I must tell you, it's a very scary thing. I looked over here at the Bach. There's a Bach in Urchai, Semen Membo. So, the Bach. You think it's a joke? You think this only happened in the Zman David HaMelech? Zug the Bach is Sakonis the first is Mamish. Zug the Bach every single day of our lives. There's a Sakona that if you don't say 100 brochas, Zug the Bach, there's a Sakonis the first that 100 people will die. And that's why it says the Bach. You've got to say 100 brochas every day. It's not something that David HaMelech said and therefore, we've got to continue it. Zug the Bach every day, there's a Sakonis the first. Says the Shari Oira. That when Yiddish people are righteous and they say 100 brochas a day, they'll be wealthy, they'll have everything they need. Unbelievable statement. The chidah, unbelievable chidah, in Pnei David and Parashas Nosei. If a person says 100 brochas a day, he will be saved from Gehenna. So you state the chidah. The Mishpat Tzedek says if a person says 100 brochas, and he says brochas before and after eating, when he dies, the worms will not be able to touch you. I found it in a Shach al HaTorah also. Can you imagine? People, when they go underground, the worms attack them. Zukt the Svarim, that when a person is careful with brochas, it keeps his body whole into the next world also. Let's continue. Says the Kolboy, how compelling it is that the Rabbeinu Shalom was stuck in the ass. 100 brochas every single day, because then a person is able to gain 1,000 zehuvim, 1,000 gold coins every single day. He makes the cheshbon ayin shom. The Orchaz Chaim says that if a person says 100 brochas, Rabbi said, listen to this, muftach, it's guaranteed that you'll be a ben olam haba. So you take, Rabbi said, this is all we're asking from you, 100 brochas a day, and we're going to explain by Hashem. If you wait, we're going to go through the cheshbon of what goes on every single day in our lives. Let me get back to, and why are we speaking about this week? Parshas Lech Lecha! What's the Shaykh of the Parshas Lech Lecha? Says the Siddur, Lurekeah, that when the Rabbeinu Shalom told us to say 100 brochas, just like Hashem promised Avram, and what did Avram say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'ma'idah! How do I know that I'm going to get all these things, right? This week's Parshas of it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu say back, okay, we'll speak about it later in the Chumashim maybe, or B'lema'isa HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you bring karbonus. And if you bring a karbon, no, that's how you're going to get it, that's the schus. So Avram said, no, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, what am I going to do? So good, there's one way of actually bringing the same karbonus. But the other way, Zuktu Lurikeh, if a person says 100 brachas, then Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it as if you offered 100 korbanos, because there's 100 psukim that tell us about the korbanos. There's the most unbelievable thing that's going on over here. We just have to read. It says the Marsha. Oh, we're both saying there's a modika Marsha. There's a modika Marsha in Menachas Daf Mem Gimel Omnar. Says the Marsha in Menachas Daf Mem Gimel that if a person says 100 brachas a day, it's a skula for Yiras Shamayim. Person wants to be a Yiras Shamayim, wants to fear God, he wants to fear Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Marsha in Menachas Daf Mem Gimel. But if other, you can, no problem. Last thing that I said before we move on to the actual halachas, the Baal HaTurim in this week's parasha, the Baal HaTurim in parashas Lech Lecha Perek Yudalet says, it says in the Torah, Baruch Avraham Lekel Elyoin. It says the Baal HaTurim, there's 7 psukim in the Torah that give brachas to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. 100 letters, 100 brachas, as they state in the Baal HaTurim. Merzi Gazach. Now Rabbi Sai, we see from here the most unbelievable thing what's going on over here. And again, from the Bach, it's not something that they instituted. So the Bach is poshut and sakonis, the poshut that applies every day of your life. Let me get back to it. So Zalman Orbach, Zatzal, had a son-in-law. His son-in-law once said over the following maisa. His son-in-law said like this. Well, we're going to get Joshua, the actual halachas. His son-in-law said like this. His son-in-law said, somebody once came into Rishlema Zalman, a very, very choshev yid, who was terribly sick. And he came to Rishlema Zalman Orbach and he said, Rebbe, I'm very, very sick. I need an Eitzah to give myself chizuk, to give myself chusim, in order to merit the refuah shleima. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman thought for a moment. The son-in-law said this. And he said, I'll tell you something that I myself did when I was in a similar situation. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, don't spread it out. But when I was in a similar situation, I was mechazik myself in the inyan of saying 100 brachos every single day. And his son-in-law marveled. And he said, this is a man of Shlomo Zalman, like going to Godel Mamish Kol HaTorah Kuloi, where people used to come into the shul just hear him say a brocha, just to hear him say Asher Yotzah. They came just to hear that and leave. And what did he say? What did he do for himself to give himself chizuk? He was mechazik himself in 100 brachas. Rabbi said the biggest brachas are rewarded for a person that's careful in brachas to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for every good that he gets. So it's so important, Rabbi said, it's so important for every single day for a person to be makbid to say 100 brachas. Let's lemaisa go through some of the etzem halachas lemaisa to see what Rabbi Paskin and all these different shaylas. There's a chakir in the Rishonim. Is it an inyan to say a bracha 100 times? Or is the pshat that a bracha is a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom? It's a praise to Hashem. So if I praise Hashem in a different way, I don't have to say a bracha. L'chol it's a machlokes rishonim. We're not going to go into the different shitas right now. The halacha and the maisa about what we do is brachas. Now, let's start with the makor. Where's the makor of this wonderful, wonderful mitzvah, this wonderful chiv? Says the Gemara, Mangiru Omen Beis in Menachas. Says the Gemara like this. I'm going to read you the lashon of the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is like this. Tanya, Hayiv Meir Oimer, Chayiv Od. What does it say? Chayiv Odom. Levorich Meir Brochus B'chol Yoim. Shinema. Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyim Imach. Right, so Rashi learns Ma Hashem Elokecha means Meir. Right, read it as 100 and therefore that's right. Remember, the Torah learns differently. It's the amount of the letters. Whatever it is, the Gemara is darshaning from a pasuk of Yiras Shamayim, and that's why the Marsha over there in Daf Mem Gimel Menachas says that it's called Yiras Shamayim. Of Zuk the Gemara, it is obligation. Again, we're not discussing a Midas Chasidus, we're not discussing a nice thing to do. It's a Chiyuv Gadol for every single person in Klal Yisrael to say 100 brachos. Who is masaking it? Right? Who instituted this wonderful Chiyuv? So we know, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Tor, and many Rishonim write this, that there's some Dovid HaMelech was masaking it. And if Dovid HaMelech was masaking it, because 100 people in Yerushalayim died every single day, Zuk the Sefer HaManik, Zuk the Sefer HaManik, no. Abadan Moshe Rabbeinu was masaking it. It's not Shaykh, right? Because we know that nobody can chadish anything that wasn't given in Harasina. So come on, get out! And therefore, the Maisa, Moshe Rabbeinu said it. But when something bad happened, David HaMelech got up and reinstituted it, or re-gave it chizik, whatever you want to say. So first thing we have to know, Rabbi Sai, it's a chiv, it's an obligation, and every single person in Klal Yisrael. It's not a nice thing to do, it's an obligation. The same Shulchan Aruch that wrote, you've got to put on tefillin, read the Megillah, all those, or if you want, get drunk on Purim, same Shulchan Aruch. Right over here, you've got to say 100 brachas every single day. Okay. The question is, why did they die? Why did 100 people die every single day? So it's very unclear, it's not written mufurish why they died. However, there's a Levush, fine, Baruch Hashem, a Levush, the Levush said that David HaMelech understood with Ruach HaKodesh that they weren't being Meshabeach the Rebbeinu Shel Olam like they should have. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives so every single person so much good, so much wonderful things. We have to sit down maybe sometimes and think about it and appreciate it. And because they weren't being Meshabeach the Rebbeinu Shel Olam enough, David HaMelech got up and was masakin it. And therefore, that's why he's been stuck in 100 brachos, which gives shvach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Is it a doraisa or a drabonon? So, many Rishonim, the Bahag, for example, the Urayim, some of the Rishonim, count this mitzvah as one of the Tariag mitzvahs. Memela, shalav doraisa. Oba lemaisa, shitas harambam, the Ramban, and other Rishonim, this is the psak halacha lemaisa, is that this chiv is a chiv midrabonon. Mei brachos kol yoyim, chiv midrabonon. How about if a person is not going to get to 100 brachas? For example, right? Let's say, for example, a guy's sick. Yeah. No. We're going to get the cheshbon in a minute. We're going to get the cheshbon in a minute. We haven't sent any questions yet. The shayla is a joint. Let's say a person is sick, is in bed, and he didn't manage to do any davening this morning. He's in the afternoon. It's coming towards night. He's basically hardly said a bracha all day. He didn't drink anything. Didn't eat anything. Didn't go to the bathroom. Didn't daven. Goonish. He's sick. He's sick in bed. Is there an Indian for him? Just stop, say a few more brachas. Why not? Right? Okay. Says the Brisker Rav. No, there's no Indian b'chlal. The Indian over here to Mekayim this mitzvah of the Brisker Rav is if you do all 100, if you're up to 50, and you know by the end of the day there's no way you're going to get to 100, you maybe get another 10. There's no Indian dafka to make. It's beautiful to make brachas. It's a wonderful thing. Right? We'll speak more about all the Gvalde Gazachna making brachas. We'll speak back in the Baita Shurim. Oh, but the mitzvah is 100. If you know you're not going to get to 100, there's no Indian stam to make another bracha today to do this. Okay, let me again baita. Okay. La lacha le maisa. If you want to look this up in Shulchan Aruch, it's the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Tzim, Mem Bav Si Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Lashna Shulchan Aruch, Chayim Odom. It is obligated for every person, Levarei Bechol Yom, Mei Brachas Apochis. Right? How about women? Are women chayim in this mitzvah as well? So most places can bring down that women are not obligated in this mitzvah of Meir Brachas every single day. Why? Very simple. Right, David? Make the cheshbon, which we'll do Beis Hashem soon, and a lot of the cheshbon is number one, three tefillin a day, which are not vadei mechuyevin. It's also tefillin, it's also tzitzis. Well, they're not mechuyevin in it, therefore it must be that they're not chayiv. And as they pass in the halacha lemaisa of Shlomo Zalman Holach, and as they pass in the Shevet Halevi, and as they pass in with Moshe Shtambach, v'sefai. Now, some person came along and said, excuse me, I've got four reasons to tell you that a woman are chayiv in this mitzvah. What are the four reasons? Number one, it's not a mitzvah as sheish as mangroma. It's not as mangroma, but really should be chayiv. Reason number two, what's the makar? Yerushamayim. Come on, Menach, Kafem Gimel. Women don't need Yerushamayim. Makar number three, what was the reason David HaMelech was sacking it? People were dying. What, women don't want to live? Right? And reason number four is the Lashon of the Gemara is Chayiv Odom. So the Meis, a lot of people want to say that women of Vada also Chayiv in this wonderful mitzvah. Let's go weiter. When does it begin? When does the Chayiv of every day 100 brachas? When is the day? Does it start from the night, the Hainu, from faith, from nightfall till nightfall? Or does it when you wake up in the morning, from the morning till the night? Right? That's the Shaila. Machlekes Rishayinim. Mamashim Machlekes Rishayinim. Many Rishayinim, and this is Shittas HaRambam, is it starts from the day? It starts from the beginning of the day till the end. Right? It goes from, in other words, from day till the end, till the next day. As we're passing the Rekeach, the Urayim, and other Rishonim. Right? That would mean we're both the big enough communities these are. For the Gabi Yom Kippur, for the Gabi Shabbos, because Yom Kippur, for example, we eat a lot on the night of Yom Kippur, right? But when Motzei Yom Kippur, when it's finished, but the day of Yom Kippur, we eat nothing. So it could be, according to those Rishonim, according to Rambam, it goes by the whole day to the end, it could be you've got a market to be makel. However, most posts come, and this is the Psak Halacha, and this is the Shittas Rabbi Yibachai, the Sivan Mani, the Paradis, Aruch Chaim, Avudram, is that it starts from the night. It starts from the night before. That means, for example, on a Shabbos, where does it start from? Friday night already starts your day of Meir Brachos. So you count whatever you say by night, you already count. And this is the Maisa, the Psak of the Yavitz, the Psalah Chochma, the Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Yabi Oimer, and the Mishnah Berurah Pashas goes with this Mahalach. That means on a Friday night, when Shabbos comes in, and Shabbos is going to be our big Shaila, Shabbos starts from the night, that's when your Meir Brachos begins, and that's when your day begins of counting your Meir Brachos. Till the next night, before the night begins. Till safe. Right? Yeah, we're going to get to the Chesh in a minute.
I think I don't like
Oh, we're going to get to all the shaylos. So I think all the shaylos are going to be answered. Just give me a couple of minutes. Okay. Okay, let's go, Rabbi Isai. So again, we paskin seis till seis. How about bein hashmoshos? Bein hashmoshos is a shayla. Okay, what about shalashudas? How about shalashudas? Is the shalashudas included in Shabbos day, or is it included in the Sunday day? Right? So a lot of poskim is, if you bench after nightfall, that means you bench, a lot of people do that, they eat shalashudas, like in a shul, and by the time they bench, it's already Motzei Shabbos. So where does that go? Say the person, it goes by Shabbos. Because it's a chelik of Shabbos, all right, it's still saying with say. As I pass in the shevet a lady. However, some person will say, no, what are you talking about? It's right now, it's night. No. Night is ready the next day. So you lost a few brochas from the benching of Shabbos, it goes to the next day for Sunday. Okay, let me get weiter. If you make early Shabbos, for example, right, many people in chutzlars make early Shabbos. If you make early Shabbos in that situation, all the poskim can say, you might say Shabbos. So Shabbos is nechor in Shabbos. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Oh, confounding. Does a person have to keep cheshvan? No, does a person have to go through the day making a calculation, where am I holding? I'm holding a 24, then I'm holding right to 62, then I'm holding 88. What's going on? Does a person have to make a cheshvan? There's a moedik aloshana rambam. People don't know this. There's a loshana rambam. Listen to this loshana rambam. Umayne kol habrochas ad tumar amei b'chol yoy. Says the rambam, and count your brochas till you get 100. Right? As they state also in the Yaivitz, and I was sitting, Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, I was sitting last night with Hagoyim Hagodl with Israel Orbach Shlita. And I said to him, Rebbe, I'm giving a shiur on Meir Brochas to the Olam. What can you tell me? And he smiled, and he said to me the following Maisa. Following Maisa. He said, the Biskurov had a personal doctor. Not a personal doctor. And the doctor said to him, Rebbe, Biskurov, I don't understand. He said, me? I eat all day, I'm eating, you know, crisps, I'm eating sweets, and I'm eating all sorts of things. I've got 100 brachas, no problem. I see what you eat. How on earth do you have 100 brachas? Says the Biskurov to him, and he smiled. He said, I know exactly where I'm holding. Right now I'm holding by 85 brachas. The Biskurov, the godless and the goodness of the Biskurov. And he was holding in Kol HaTorah Kulay. Was also holding, how many brachas right now, this minute, he's holding by. I told this over on the phone, someone yesterday, also a brisker, and he told me, there's another Maisa! A Maisa with also the brisker of! I'm the brisker of, she doesn't remember! Said the brisker of like this, he was one time staying in somebody's house, and he asked the balabost, he said, do me a favor, I need an apple and a banana. Whatever weird, you know, request from the brisker of, it was a Friday after, it was a Shabbos afternoon, right before the brisker of went into Mincha, all of a sudden he said, Rebbe, we're going to Mincha, he left on the table, he went to Mincha. He came back, and the woman said, do you still need the apple and the banana? He said, no, I don't need it anymore. She said, what happened? He said, because I was two brachas out from my main brachas, I needed to fill it up. But they gave me the Maisa and Aliyah in shul, and therefore I made it up. The Maisa basically was holding, every single word on that shelf over there, Rabbi Yisai, he knew Baal Peh, and he also kept the cheshbon, al bishitas harambam, al bishitas hayayinitz, of a person's mayor brachas. Now, there's a very, very interesting halacha. How about if a person, and we're going to make the cheshbon, is lacking certain brachas? Is he allowed to be soymich on anything else? So, Maisa, for example, on Shabbos, let's take Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tov, and let's say even Yom Kippur, is a tremendous shaila. As we're going to see from the cheshbon, it comes out that a person could be missing many brachas. So what do we do? So says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shah satchak, I'm allowed to be soymich on the brachas of Kriyas HaTorah, for example, the Aliyas, and also the Haftorah. They bring down some of the Biskurov always used to get Haftorah for that reason to be mashed in the brachas. Or b'di'evet, a person can even be samech on the brachas that he says of Chazoris HaShatz. Right? As I state, because it's a choyv shemutu la letzibu, and therefore as I pass in the shaz and shuvish mabit, that a person can be samech on Chazoris HaShatz. But lechatchila, a person is meant to be making more brachas himself. For example, the chassidim, right? Ki yadua. The chassidim on a Friday night, for example, before they make kiddush, make a psalmim. Spadim, also. They have some leaves, whatever it may be, mint, I don't know what it is, and they make extra brachas. What's the inyan? The inyan is posha, because there are certain days that a person is mashing the bracha. So if a person knows there's a day that he's missing brachas, what should he be doing? He should be mashing, eat another apple, eat another candy, all these sorts of things. And the last shayla before we make the actual cheshbon is the brocha she'ein etzvicha. What's a brocha she'ein etzvicha? A bracha shein tzricha is a bracha that I don't need to make unnecessarily. For example, how about if I'm going to eat a meal I washed, right? Most times I don't make a bracha in the meal. How about I say, no, I'm not going to eat this now, I'm going to eat it later. It could be a bracha shein tzricha. We can eat it now without making a bracha. Who told you have to go eat it later when making a bracha? Or for example, right, we're going to learn Rabbi Yisrael, yes, this is going to be exciting over here. There's going to be fireworks in here. We are going to learn the halacha beis Hashem of shinei makom. What's the halacha of shinei makom? We touched on it last year maybe. That a maisa when a person is in the beis medrash with a cup of coke and he goes out of the front door and he comes back inside, he's going to make a brand new bracha. Right? So there's all shinei, so he'll have to go outside. Bracha shein tzricha. Okay. Says the Shlach Kodesh that you're allowed to cause a bracha she'ein tzricha when it comes to this. In other words, I can cause myself an unnecessary bracha in order to complete my counting of 100 brachas. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, a cholik, and all you're not allowed. A person is only allowed to eat that which he has to. You're not allowed to stomach, make different brachas that you don't need to in order to do that. Now, sorry? Or the Kriya Satoru, but Elias. That's okay, that's fine. Let's move on. Remember, let's make the calculation. We have 5 more minutes. Sorry? You're not allowed. Mishnah Berurah Paskens, you're not allowed to make a bracha she'ein tzricha in order to fill up your 100 brachas. Remember, let's go do like David wanted to do. Let's make a cheshbon of a regular day. A regular day. A regular day, okay? Let's see if I got this right, David. You listening? Number one, first bracha. Again, I'm not exactly going to go in order here. Is the hamapil, right? Kriyadua, who doesn't make a hamapil before you go to sleep? Person wants to sleep on a goyish bed, he doesn't make a hamapil. If you want, Shemir Racham, what say? Push your sleep on a goyish bed. Goyish bed. So goyish bed. You say a hamapil, you say kriyishma ala mito. Ah, there you go to sleep, like you eat. And then every minute that you sleep, noch a mitzvah. Noch a mitzvah! I'm going to sleep, why? What say? I don't tell you guys. What is the reason why you're going to sleep at night? Push it in order to have kaya for tomorrow's learning, right? What else would you go to sleep, right? So memela, if that's the reason why you're going to sleep, that means al-chanan, that every single second of your sleep is a mitzvah. But don't unquote me on this. Until shachris, yeah? After shachris, no more mitzvah. Don't come along and say, oh, well, so there's a mitzvah to do it after. Chatzah shalom, when shachris comes up, now you got to get up. Then you're sleeping on a goyish bed, and that's dangerous. That's dangerous. You know, let's leave a maple for a different sugya. Be'ez Hashem, yes, borach. Let's make a cheshbon. No. He wrote it for me this way. Let's go. First one over here is like this. Hamapel by night. We're holding by number one. Next, 2 in the morning. Ashe yotza netilas sedayim. 16. Birchas hashachar. Where are we holding, Rabbi Yisai? Birchas HaTorah, another 3. Tzitzit, 2 times tefillin for Ashkenazim. Baruch Sh'omah Yishtabach, 2. 8. Birchas Krishma of Marid and of Shachris with Yerenein and Chuslaritz. 57 brachas of Shmoneh Esra times 3. Yeah, if you're dubbing. 3 times Shmoneh Esra, 57. What are we holding?
72.
How many brachas from an Esther? 57. 16. Times 3. Shachas Mincha Marv. Marv from the night before, Shachas Mincha. 6. If a person washes and benches twice, then it's another 16 brachas, including the Tzitzit Daim and Hamoitzi, Fashtit, with the Kais and Alagefen, Zimun. Okay. Now, often a lot of people are not going to make all of these brachas. For example, they're not going to be washing twice because they're not going to bench. Okay. So they won't be washing twice. And on the Meister, he's not going to be saying all these other brachas on Yain, all these sorts of things. The tefillin, this is poshut. Ashiyot says poshut. Amapel is poshut. The brachas of Torah is poshut. Neshmenes is poshut. But if he's missing a few, the Meister, we didn't mention basically Ashiyot for the rest of the day. So it could be a person goes to the toilet 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Coffee, chiyuv in every yeshiva. Ala mechia. Because that person himself, we have a cheshbon of a minimum 110 brachas. And probably with all the ala mechias, like I said, and bona fosh and everything else, you've probably got 120. When it comes to Shabbos or Boisai, you're missing a lot of brachas to Shmoneh Esra, you're missing a lot of different things, you are gaining a benching maybe. Oh, that's the reason on Shabbos people make extra. On Yom Kippur, tremendous problems. Because Yom Kippur you're not eating anything, you're not even going to the bathroom a lot. But some you can only do calls one of the rest, like a daf, the path of Shulchan Aruch in your chayes, some member of Sin Gimel. Okay. Therefore, what are you saying? What's that? In a day what? For Yom Kippur, you can do two during the day. It's a hesek hadas. It depends on the situation. If you go outside, it's a tolling the gemara, and I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go into it right now. What's that? They mashlim make with different brachas, or you stomach on the kriyas haTorah and the haftorah. All the brachas you mashlim that way. Now, but the ikun nekud I'm trying to make over here is very poshut. Again, all the halachas are klar, very very poshut. A person should be makpedish and realize that it's not a minis chasidus. This is not even a chumrah. This is a chiyuv gomet, an obligation that every person in Klal Yisrael, and more than that, Chazal told us that the biggest brachas, if a person, you know, meet people, after that, I deal with people sometimes out of yeshiva and different things, there are tzoros that people are having. When it comes to shidduchim, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to money situations, when it comes to kids, it's gevelach, that's the matzav. And Chazal is telling us that if you want a skula to be zoicha to all brachas, then you've got to be machbed in brachas. Because bracha is an akuda, is a foundation of thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for every single thing that he gives us. And if the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us so much shefa, so much tov, and if a person would think for 5 minutes and think what the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him in his life, health, everything else that comes with it, then he would thank the Rabbeinu Shalom and every bracha is a thanks. I want to finish with this. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechta Shlita just recently brought out a sefer called HaMavorech Tisborech. And he writes over there, this is a man that knows Kol HaTorah Kulay. He writes in his Sefer that our generation has been plagued with tremendous, tremendous illnesses. And it's true. Everybody here knows, I'm sure, somebody that's Nebuchadnezzar ill, Rahman Litzlan. And he says, according to the doctors, he writes, the doctors, it affected the Jewish people more than anyone else. Zuk the Rav Shechta, it's poshut. Chazal already gave us the remedy. Chazal told us, what is the one thing, according to Bachet, the Sakonis, the Foshas, every single day? What is it that can stop illnesses? What is it that can stop all these problems? Zuk there, Poshet, Dovid HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, Chiv Gemara in Menachas Mem Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch Simen Mem Bov, is the Maisa, the Chiv of Brochas, hundreds every single day. Every person should try to be makbid, especially on the Shabbos when he's missing a few brochas, in order to make sure he's holding in a cheshbon of 100 brochas. The Ezer Hashem Yisborach, next year, weiter hoches brochas.